I guess the first time a lot of people heard of Jack Johnson was when Rodeo Clowns came out. Is there a story about maybe how you guys met and what that was like putting that together?
Well, that was pretty cool. We actually met. First contact we had with those guys was that some of my surfing friends from Avalon, New Jersey said, yo, there's this surf movie called 8, and you have a bunch of songs in it. I said, really? I never even heard about it. So I checked it out, and we had like 4 or 5 tunes in this movie that was one of the Malloy brothers and Jack's movies that they made. So we had to call them up and be like, yo, you guys just stole our music. And they sent us some surfboard wax and some leashes and stuff. But ever since then, we were kind of friends with those guys. And a photographer friend of mine, also from New Jersey, was working with Jack. And he said, on his movies, and he said, yo, you know, I got this friend, Jack Johnson, and he just graduated college, and he's got a lot of great tunes, and I think you'd really like this tune, Rodeo Clowns, and you want to meet up. So we met up and went for a surf, and then Jack and I spent the afternoon trading songs, and I just thought he was amazing. Like, every song, I was like, wow, wow. Every song was just, like, amazing. And I called my producer and A&R guy that night, and I said, hey, I got another song we should cut for the record. So 2 days later, we're up in the studio, and we cut that Rodeo Clowns, and I think it was the second take, and it ended up being a single. And so that kind of helped me out a lot and kind of got Jack his start. And then, of course, after that, he really blew up. So it's just been a crazy trip. And now, you know, 10 years later, or no, more than that, like 12 years later, I'm on his record label, and we've been continued to collaborate and make music together since that first day. So it's been a really great musical friendship.